This is the Texas Standard.
Today, some 34,000 teachers will walk off the job in Los Angeles, a move described as historic, but clearly echoing what happened almost a year ago when a West Virginia teacher walkout triggered similar strikes elsewhere in the U.S. Teachers want more money, for starters. Here in Texas, well, 10% of all first-year teachers leave their jobs before year two. Better pay may be key to keeping more in the classroom. Last week, top lawmakers pledged 2019 will be the year of the teacher in the Texas legislature, promising to boost those salaries. But to what? Now, put aside for a moment how to pay for this, but how much are we talking about here? I mean, if this is the year of the teacher, what can lawmakers do that would really make a difference for teachers? Noel Candelaria is president of the Texas State Teachers Association. It is a teachers union here in Texas. Mr. Candelaria, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you for having me.
Is there a state baseline when it comes to teacher pay, or is this all determined district by district?
It's a combination of both. The state sets the minimum salary scale for teachers that districts must pay teachers, and that's what they base any teacher pay raises at the state level. But each individual district has the opportunity then to pay teachers above the state, you know, salary, the minimum state salary that's decided at the local school board level.
Now, I want to understand, so just so that our listeners have a sense of this, what is that baseline? Where do you begin?
$29,000.
$29,000. Yes. So more than likely, correct me if I'm wrong here, if you're a teacher in a rural area, you're going to be making what, roughly $29,000, $30,000 first-year teacher?
You'll actually be making a little more than that because
you have to attract teachers.
Right, because you have to attract teachers, and the local communities have decided that their teachers are worth more. And so the local, you know, taxpayers actually make up the difference in being able to pay teachers a better salary through their local school boards.
So how much are teachers making on average here in Texas?
On average, the average teacher in Texas makes $53,000 a year, which is $7,300 below the national average.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, there was a walkout in last year in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Right. So how do teacher salaries compare with what those salaries are in Oklahoma, for example?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of teachers coming in from Oklahoma that cross the state line every single day and drive, you know, an hour or two just to come teach in Texas because salaries are much better in Texas.
But lower than the national average, as you said.
We still are no lower than the national average. And the big impact that doesn't, that's not part of the salary is your health care. Teacher health care in Texas has been skyrocketing over the last 7 years, which has completely eroded buying power for teachers in the state of Texas.
So you have the governor, lieutenant governor, the speaker of the House saying this is going to be the session for teachers. If they were serious about that, what should they do?
At the very least, look at making up what they cut in 2011, which when they cut $5.4 billion from public school funding in Texas. They would look at tapping into the rainy day fund and also look at the revenue that's been projected above from the last session, which I believe is about $9 billion, to take a serious look at how we, you know, have a serious influx of funding for public education in the state of Texas.
But what do you do with all that money? Or is that salary money to increase salaries for teachers? Or what do you do with it?
It's not just salary. I mean, it's a combination of salary, health care, but most importantly, support for teachers in the classroom and having more teachers in our public schools, which is part of why, you know, teachers in LA are striking. Class sizes are exploding all over the state of Texas, mm-hmm. just like they are, you know, in California or other parts of the country. When school districts don't have the resources to adequately pay their teachers, they're also forced to cut teachers. And so, you know, class sizes in Texas have been skyrocketing, I believe, up until we have the District of Innovation. We had about 1,600 classrooms that were requesting waivers to eliminate class sizes in the state of Texas from K through 4th, which is the only place we have class sizes. So class sizes and having more teachers and having resources and support in the classrooms. The average teacher in Texas spends over $700 out of pocket for school supplies in the state of Texas.
We're out of time, but too much attention focused on teacher salaries or no?
I think we have to make sure that it is a critical combination because if we want to attract and retain the best teachers in Texas, we're losing half of all new teachers in the first 5 years. 37% of all teachers in the state of Texas have 5 years or less of experience. And so we need to do a better job of making sure that when teachers come in, not only they have a professional salary, but they also are paid a salary throughout their profession. Because right now, the difference between a first-year teacher and a 30-year veteran is only about $12,000 difference when you look at salary.
Noel Candelaria is president of the Texas State Teachers Association. Thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.